Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The former leader of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, is under house arrest. He was taken into custody this week for refusing to step down after he lost a November election. But had he given up power, might he be at a Boston area college? WBUR has confirmed through the office of Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe that the Obama administration asked Senator Inhofe to encourage Gbagbo to take a position at Boston University. The head of BU's African President in Residence program, Charles Stith, denies he had any discussions with Gbagbo or any of his representatives. But the case still raises questions about bringing leaders with questionable pasts to American academia. We put some of these questions to Stith, who's a former U.S. ambassador to Tanzania. But first, we asked him to describe what kind of leader Gbagbo is.
Well, I would call him a not-too-smart man. And I think it's pretty much a reflection of where he is today over against where he could have been a couple of months ago.
Could have been meaning possibly at a U.S. university?
Had he left office after the election, he would have... I think held a place of honor, particularly on the continent, rather than holding a place of infamy, as is now the case.
The State Department and a congressman have said that the Obama administration wanted to try to approach Gbagbo and have him come to an American university as a way to persuade him to leave the presidency that he didn't want to leave after he was not reelected. Was Boston University or were you ever approached to offer Gbagbo a fellowship through your program?
We run a pretty straightforward program at BU. We have a very clear and objective process. It is rather discreet for obvious reasons. We interview those people who are prospective candidates. And the only person who makes an official offer relative to the residency program at Boston University is me. I had no formal discussions with Laurent Gbagbo or any of his the people.
Have you had informal discussions or through any avenue?
No discussions with Gbagbo or any of his people. Formal, informal, sign language. Telepathically, none.
You've said that Gbagbo, had he left in a dignified way, had he not insisted that he stay, might have fit the profile or would have fit the profile of the type of African leader BU would take. But even if he had left office after he was not reelected, there are still some people that think that in his lead up to power and during the time he was in power, he was
right.
Responsible for mass killings and for targeted assassinations of his opponents. So even with that in his background, he still would have fit the baseline for the type of leader BU would take?
Well, first of all, I think the important quantification point here is your reference that some people feel that way. We would have done a much more thorough analysis. Being the leader of a country, particularly a developing country, is not easy. There aren't many saints, and at the end of the day, leadership of that sort is more art than science. And it's not to say that we fudge on qualities of character, but we don't expect that the people we bring on are perfect servants. They're public servants.
So part of the program, as I understand it, the role is that in bringing these former leaders to the U.S., it helps their African countries continue to transition to democracy. In some cases, they may need to be persuaded to step down. But I wonder what BU gets out of this. Is this BU simply trying to do good for the world, or what? I assume there are also benefits for the university.
For an institution like Boston University, what it means is that for students, for faculty, for researchers to have an opportunity to engage these people up close and personal represents a unique window, an unprecedented and unique window of access into what has gone on in a country.